after some bad years, things are looking up right now for the freight rail industry, and that's being felt in far north Fort Worth. That's where GE's locomotive factory is in the process of nearly doubling its staff. Those workers aren't just building brand new locomotives. KERA's Christopher Connolly says these days the factory is focused on modernizing old machines.
Think of it as Extreme Makeover Locomotive Edition. When you take a 20-year-old train engine and update it, sometimes you need to get creative.
There's a lot more problem solving, just like you would see in any kind of makeover.
Mike Bratt runs this sprawling factory next to the Texas Motor Speedway.
Every locomotive is different. One may have been in a little bit of an accident where things are damaged, and we'll have to do a little bit of a different work scope on it than maybe another locomotive.
Out across the factory floor, men and women climb over hulking machines. Sparks fly from welding torches, and it's so loud you have to wear earplugs. Bratt says in this million-square-foot factory, keeping all the activity on track is complicated.
It's an intricate supply chain that we got to manage every little detail to make sure components are returning to meet back up with the final product at the right time.
This place opened 5 years ago, and not long after that, the freight rail industry slumped. Less coal was being shipped, cheap gas made trucking more competitive, so railroads weren't really buying new locomotives. Last year, the Fort Worth factory laid off 250 workers, with the rest working reduced hours. And the future here is still murky, since GE is considering plans to spin off its transportation division. But they've rejiggered the factory to focus more on taking old engines and modernizing them. Samir Gore heads GE's modernizations unit, and he says freight rail companies have aging fleets.
What's going on is our customers are looking for more out of their existing locomotives. You know, to be able to get the most out of the locomotive you have makes the railroad that much more competitive.
Gore says companies typically want to retrofit engines that are 20 to 25 years old, adding new technology and upgrading traction systems that can increase their service life by about 20 more years. And it allows them to pull more freight using less fuel. Gore says the rail industry's outlook is better these days, which is driving more demand for both refurbished and new engines.
There is a lift happening in the industry, which is very encouraging for all of us. You know, we're seeing demand improve. We're seeing rail win versus some other modes of transportation. And that's encouraging.
Outside the factory, Doug Corbin from Norfolk Southern says the railroad company is moving more coal, more merchandise, and more cars and trucks these days. Corbin's looking at two of his company's locomotives sitting side by side. One is old and dinged with faded paint, and the other is shiny, just off the factory floor, refurbished by the plant's workers. He points to the older one.
This locomotive here can pull 140,000 pounds. That one's 200,000 pounds, so you can see the amount of improvement we got. A train that might have three of these on the front, I can now get away with two of those.
Modernizations like these are the main thing going right now at the Fort Worth plant, but they won't be for long. The factory plans to start work this summer on a big order of 200 brand new engines for Canadian National Railway. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.